Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Lucina Kirkendall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. Now, I will have to be very transparent tonight, very, very transparent. It has been a very interesting week, and as I was preparing for the show, well, let me go look back further. It's just been an interesting week, and I'm sure I've shared with you all that I'm taking a leadership class. It's called Everyday Seminary, and I am approaching graduation. I actually graduate, so I'm very happy, and I'm proud of myself because I actually did it. It was 3 months, and I can't believe that 3 months have gone, and it is, and now my graduation is here, and I actually graduate tomorrow night. In the midst of doing all that, I getting ready for that, I got so entwined with it that I realized I didn't post the show. So anyway, I made a commitment that I didn't want to do anymore. I want to make sure that I'm live every weekend unless I pre-record something. But I'm not using an old show. But I'm here, and I'm grateful. And the enemy, of course, the enemy is always trying to throw up, you know, those little red flags or trying to put bumps in the road. But, you know, he's a liar. Tonight's going to be special because normally I do an hour. Tonight we're not going to be doing an hour. At least that's what I said. You know what? God will always change it. But we're looking at doing it a half an hour tonight. So let's just roll with it. So let's just start with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We give you the honor and the praise. You are worthy, Lord. We give you, I just say hallelujah to you, Lord, right now. I ask, Lord, that you decrease the man in me, and I ask you to bring your holy, I invite your Holy Spirit to come in. I thank you for those who are listening live on the line, who's listening to the live show, and for those who will be listening to it when they catch it by demand, catching it after the show. I thank you for all the lives that this message is designed to touch. And most of all, Lord, I am humbly accepting your invitation to be the vessel that you're using to deliver your message for those who are in need of it. We're in the month of February, Lord, as we got through the month of January talking about forgiveness, and now we're talking about love, Lord, and how you love us so much. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your unconditional love, and I just thank you for those that you have placed in our lives, and I just thank you for, as we move forward, that Chronicles will only get better to promote you, Lord, because it's not about me. It is all about you and for those you have designed for it to reach. I thank you for those who are here in the United States, and I also thank you for those who are outside of the United States, that it may manifest and spread. Now, that's something that can be infectious. The love can spread throughout in the United States and outside the United States. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. So with that being stated, I'm excited. I'm going to be a part of the first class of this cohort. And it's called, and if you are not aware of Dr. Darius Davis, oh gosh, I hope I said his name correctly. Darius Daniels, I'm sorry. Dr. Darius Daniels. My mind is still on overload because I'm wired tonight. Dr. Darius Daniels, he is a phenomenal pastor out in, he's up north in New Jersey. And the Everyday Seminary course has caused me to go deeper, I mean truly deep within myself. And it has brought out so many things that I knew, but I didn't know about myself. And if you get a chance, check out everydayseminary.com and just check it out, you know, and just YouTube Dr. Darius Daniels. He is a phenomenal guy. I've learned so much from this course, and it's helped me a lot, especially with Chronicles, especially as we talk about when we talked about last month, when we talked about coming out of bondage and we talked about forgiveness, you know, the root of forgiveness, the benefits of forgiveness, the process of forgiving, and then just binding it up. I forgave because God loved me is why I forgive. I choose to forgive. And then now because of his love, it's why we're talking about, we're in the month of February. So, hey, what better topic to talk about, but love? And what exactly is love? How do we define, or better yet, how do you define love? I'm curious. How do you define love? Love could be a multitude of things. It could be a multitude of things. So what I am stating to you is, I'm curious to know what do you do to define love? Because it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And those of you who are not familiar with how to get in contact with us with Chronicles, you may do so by reaching out to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And you can also reach out to me on my Facebook page, which is Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And that is without, that is with spaces in between. And then for those who email me, thank you so much for your emails. I really appreciate it. It does not go unrecognized. And like I said, I just appreciate the communication that I have with you all on the opportunity to, you know, do an email. It's, you don't know how much I really, really appreciate you all on this. I really, really do. I'm so excited. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overly excited. I don't know if that's a bad thing or not, but I'm a little overwhelmed, but I'm good. I got my coursework done. I'm graduating, and it's an opportunity to edify the Lord, and it gives me the opportunity to do more for Chronicles. It gives me the opportunity to do more for the people that he has designed in place, and for those who have reached out to me from Chronicles, the love that you all are showing is just phenomenal. So it goes back to that question, that word love. It, you know, we can't escape it. We cannot escape what is love. You know, so of course that was my whole question for today. You know, what is love? And we're going to take it on a different, we're going to be taking it on a different perspective. I just love when I send my poll questions out and when people always respond to it. And I thank them for doing it tonight because, like I said, I have been behind the eight ball today. It really has. And I pray that you forgive me because I am behind the eight ball. But of course, you know, I'm a Google person. So Google defines love as a noun, an intense feeling of deep affection. Then a second definition, a great interest and pleasure in something. And then love can also be defined as feel deep affection for someone and like or enjoy something very much. So let's kind of break that down a little bit as far as that intense feeling or deep affection. You know, we can use an example of, you know, babies fill parents with feelings of love. You know, we could just use that. And that's actually one of the type of love we're going to be talking about. And then a great interest in something like, we all know this is Super Bowl Sunday. So you have a lot of people who love football. Okay. They love, love football. Okay. And then on the other side of it, you know, I sometimes ask that question, you know, is love an action word? And yes, it can be, you know, besides being a noun, it could be a verb. It can be an action word. And when we start talking about to feel deep affection for someone, you know, for instance, you know, I loved my brother who is now deceased dearly. He has a birthday coming up. So this is going to be an interesting week for me because his birthday is first and then mine is after. So the next definition of love is a verb. And the second definition of the verb part is like or enjoy very much. For instance, I love, 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 love. I love to dance. I love to dance, you know. And then we talk about on the biblical perspective of what love is. And those who are not familiar with love, there's so many scriptures in the book, in the Bible regarding love. And I, before I go into all of that, I'm just curious, you know, so I put the poll question out of what is love. And I just want to go into it a little bit, just go deep into it, because like I said, we're doing 30 minutes today on some people who actually responded to this. And this is from Marietta, Georgia, when they said, love, selflessly enduring through every obstacle, every blessing, every emotion. Fighting hard when the one you love has no fight left. Shielding them from anything and anyone that doesn't build. Mature or empower them. Staying when all is left is brokenness. Hope in God. Yeah, with hope in God. Experiencing that special one spirit and essence with such intensity and depth that words would disrupt. Selflessly expressing. Isn't that phenomenal? And it goes into some of the different types of love we're going to actually talk about tonight. And one of them, it's so many different types of love. And I found that out as I was researching tonight. Of course, you know, I always have I have a team that works with me, and particularly one particular person, I'm going to call her out, and that's Karen. She is like my backbone when it comes to Chronicles, because I sit there and when I'm putting stuff together, I'm trying to formulate and I'm trying to put stuff together, and she knows exactly what I'm trying to say and she puts it together for me. And so I'm so grateful for her. So I just have to give her that shout out. But as I was putting this together and I was kind of spazzing because I was trying to get through my cohort and trying to submit for my graduation, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have my stuff together. Now I know I'm going off course. Y'all please forgive me. It's just tonight's one of those nights. So I'm just going to ask y'all to please love me regardless, and that, you know, charge it to my head and not my heart. Anyway, it goes down to the four types of love we're going to talk about tonight, which is eros, which is a passionate love or erotic love. We're going to talk about phila, loves of friends, and we're going to talk about storge, love of parents, like for when we love our children. And then we're going to talk about agape, the mankind, like, you know, God commands us to have that agape love. We're going to concentrate on that tonight. And the month of February is going to be very interesting because all we're going to talk about is love and the different types of love and how we love and, you know, the do's and don'ts and conditional, unconditional, and relationals. And, you know, so I'm excited about how this is going to go this this month. But you can't start any type of a conversation about love until you first find what love is. And we've already said what the dictionary portion is of love. But then I went into some definitions as far as, you all know, like I told you, I'm a big Google fan. So I went out on Google and I just started Googling, you know, some of the subjects of love and, you know, some of the things I was able to find on the definition according to love, according to the scriptures of love. And I came across a website called yourtangle.com. And it's www.yourtangle.com. And it talks about the definition of love according to biblical scriptures. And then I want to tie that into some of the loves that I mentioned about the agape love and the philia love and the eros. And I think what was the other one? Eros. It was one other love. I'm so sorry. Forgive me with that. But the four types of type of love that I talked about. So a lot of these comments that I'm getting tonight just falls really in those categories that because actually there are eight types. I found that out tonight. There are eight types of love. And I'm hoping that before this month is over, we'll be able to really dwell into it. So let's just move forward. So one of the scriptures that I read earlier, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And that is a commandment of God. That is something that it's not an option, but it is your choice on whether or not you do it. So we just have to keep that in mind. You know, when we're doing that, when we're loving people, you know, whether it's that agape love, whether it's that philia love, that affectionate love, love when there is no romantic tithing to anyone. And I think that I didn't include that in my list, but philia is a different type of love. It's an affectionate love, and it's a love for that you have for your fellow man. You know, no emotion as far as affectionate tie. I mean, no relational ties, so it's not a romantic type of love. So that's something to really think about. But God commands us to do it, you know. And then let's even get any deeper, because now we talk about agape love. That's agape love is something that we have to do if you're walking in the kingdom. It's not an option, but it is your choice. I'm going to tell you that now. I always tell people, because he's not going to force you to do it. That's something you're gonna have to do it. And then it goes back to that familiar love, that story love that we talked about with the love of, you know, your parents and the love that you have for your children. You know, those are the things that we look at. So with that being stated, let me go into some other ones about love. I shouldn't have done 30 minutes today, but anyway, love is selfish, selfless, caring, nurturing, and it's in your feelings and your actions alike. Love is sacrifice with no complaints, dedication with no complaints, encouragement at its highest level. Love is compassion and accountability. You should feel it in every fiber of your being and in another when it's directed towards you. It's conditional. I'm not sure if she meant to say that. It's conditional and unwavering. I have to ask her about that. That came from North Charleston, South Carolina. So I have the question, but I want to say she meant to say unconditional on that. And so with that being stated, you know, going into those different types that I mentioned before, it is, love is so awesome. And if I could just throw my feel in that about, it's so phenomenal with everything I know that I've experienced in my life. Love has always been the common denominator to bring me back, to keep me centered. And that means love of Christ and the love of myself. And we'll be going into that next week when we start talking about the different types of love as far as relationships are concerned. But tonight we're just going to focus on, you know, what it is. It's so selfless. It is selfless. When I love the love of God, when I love him enough to put my pride to the side to do what is right. And how many of us do that? And, you know, as she mentioned to her, and I mentioned the comment that I mentioned earlier about, you know, when, from Marietta, when you are there, regardless of what's going on, you are there to weather the storm. And that is love. It has to be. And it has to be love of God, love of self, and love for that person. Once again, going into those different types, the eros, because I believe that person is married. So it goes into eros, that romantic type of love. It goes into philia because it's an affectionate type love. It then goes to agape, that mankind love, because of the love that you have. I mean, it can't get any better than that. It just can't get any better than that. And we just have to keep that in mind. You know, we really have to keep that in mind. And with that being stated, I'm going to move on to my next comment. I'm always excited when I get comments about this. And it says, and this is actually from Berkeley County, South Carolina, love is love without any limits, regardless of what the circumstances could be, good and bad, good, bad, and the unconditional love. Jesus Christ was a great example of that unconditional love. I couldn't have said that better, because I'll be honest with you, Jesus, if it wasn't for Jesus, I'll tell you this, I just have to be transparent. If it was up to me, I don't know where we would be, because I don't know if I would have been able to accept that beatdown that Jesus received. I don't know if I could have. No, let me be honest. No, I wouldn't have took it. I just wouldn't have. A man that could love me so much that even when we did not care for him, we disrespected him, we did everything, and he still, one, loved us enough to go intercede on our behalf and ask his Father to forgive us, and then died on the cross for us, went down to hell and got the keys from Satan and released all those souls out. What kind of love, what person would do that but Jesus? You know, that is a love that there's no other love better and more powerful than that. No other love better and powerful than that. So I'm very grateful for that comment from Berkeley County. And what I can say, you know, just think about your life. Just think about your life. Just think about your life. That's all I can say. And if you don't think he loves you, just go back to your faith file. That would be the best thing I could tell you to do. And so with that being stated, I'm going to go into another comment before I start wrapping this up. And it says, the question is, in case you're not, if you're just tuning in, my name is Patina Kirkendall. You're tuning into Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, and we're talking about love. What is love? How do you define love? And tonight we're talking about different types of love. We're talking about eros. We're talking about philia. We're talking about agape. And we're talking about strong. No, I know I'm mispronouncing that. And I said it right the first time. But it's a familial love. It's that family love. And that love for the same kind, for like the love of a parent or the love of a child. I think it's called Strongna. But that is the type of love we're talking about. So, and then as just doing a general recap, we were just talking about, you know, how love is defined. It is a noun, but it's also an action word. And a noun can be, you know, a love for something, like you love basketball. It can also be an affectionate type of love, like, you know, I love my son, you know. And then you have a verb, you know, when you use it in an action form, when, you know, we ask people if love is an action. Yeah, it can be. When you feel deep affection for someone, like, you know, loving your like I mentioned, my son. And then when you like love, I just love dancing. You know, that's the verb type. And then going back to a great interest and pleasure in something, that's the noun. And an intense, deep feeling of affection for someone. So anyway, going back into that, going into my last comment, I won't say last comment, but the very essence of God, for God is love, we would never understand love until we get to know him. Agape. Agape love is the best way to describe that one. That was from North Charleston, South Carolina. So thank you very much. I really, really appreciate that. I really, really appreciate that very much. So with that being stated, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, the different types of love that we were talking about, first of all, what love is and the type of love that we that most people express. And the ones when we talk about the most is Eros, which is the romantic type of love, you know, when you're married, well, should be married. But you have that passionate type of love. I'll take that. Let me make a correction on that. Because the passionate love is not for people who are just married. Or, you know, you all know what I mean by that. So philia, the love of friends, you know, that affectionate type of love that you have for people. Storis, which is the love for your children or love for parents. Agape, which is the love of mankind. You know, that is the one that God, you know, God commands. You know, we talk about that. And as we move forward into this series, next weekend, we are going to discuss the different ways of loving. When I say that, I'm talking about relational type love, because next weekend is Valentine's Day. I'm very excited about it because I share a birthday on Valentine's Day, and I really was debating whether or not I was going to go live next week. And as of right now, yes, I will be home in South Carolina, so I'm working it out so I can get my internet stuff and services where I'm going to be with my grandmother, because that's my baby, so I can make sure I'm live for the show next Sunday. So we're going to be talking about a different form or different stages of love, as far as self-love. We're going to be talking about relationship love and relationship as far as other people, and then when you are married. And I'm looking at, you know, someone's married, someone who's single, and then someone who's divorced. And that might be a different show altogether. I'm waiting for God to give me direction and clarity on that. But we will be talking about relational type of love. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited about where this is going. I just thank everyone for who has been participating in these poll questions with me. And if you don't catch it on the show, you can always catch it on my Facebook page at Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. So with that being stated, I'm going to leave it with this. 1 Corinthians, it will lead into the show for next weekend on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I believe it's chapter 13 that talks about love. I want to say it's 6, but chapter 13 talks about love. And I'll put the poll question out. Is love conditional or unconditional? That's what we'll be talking about. This is Fachina Kirkendall with Chronicles of a Fond of Woman. God, I love you, but God loves you more. I'll see you next weekend. Good night.